We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me thank all the people who worked on the show, and Steve Aprian, engineer, and the promotions people and everybody else who did that. All the fans coming down and being here today, so thank you for that. Is Usler in the studio yet? All right, Bob, we mentioned Mink. My other update guy for all these years, a few years less than Minko, has been Bob Usler, so we wanted to thank Bob for his years of service, too. I did yesterday, but we'll make him part of this show, too, today. So, Bob, thank you for your participation and your craziness and your passion and everything else through the years. So thank you for being part of the program.
Yeah, Mike, needless to say, I don't know why you are thanking me. It's me that needs to thank you and everybody else who has worked there, because they say a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, you're the tide, and we're the boats, believe me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And again, Bob, you and Mink and everybody have been great from the days with the dog on through. Now, it's fitting the last guest of the show today is an old caller who used to call the show all the time, who hasn't called anymore because he's been with me all these years. When Julio and Bay Ridge used to call the show, he always called about two things, the Yankees and the Giants, the 49ers, rather, and the Yankees, and the fight with dog usually most of the time. But he was a policeman who used to come visit me at the stadium, and then used to walk with me after the games and stuff and talk with me. And I always told him, I said, Julio, when you retire from the force, whatever the year that is, you're going to come work for me. And I think everybody at the police station, everybody, all his buddies, all told him that that was a bunch of nonsense, wasn't going to happen. Well, basically, all these years later, Julio's been working for me for, what, how many years? Eight, nine?
It's 8 years this March.
Eight
March 1st.
Years this March.
Because I'm going to be in your driveway next week, every day.
Julio
o'clock.
Has been with me now for 8 years. He's been not only my driver, he's been my companion. He's been my right hand. He's been my confidant. He's been everything. So to me, my family, I trust him with my kids. I trust him with my family. He's taken care of me. He's been with me for 8 years. He's been in the car with me every day for 8 years. So yeah, he's made these 8 years through the traffic possible, and we've gotten through it because of his work. He's always on time. He's always the most protective person in the world. I mean, so he's protected me. Not that I've really needed it, but he's protected me unbelievably all these years. He's gotten to go to all the games with me all these years, too. So he's gotten to see a lot of sports during that time. So now we can go back to calling up and talking about his Niners as they're just about ready to get good again with Garoppolo. And he can pound his chest about the Yankees again since – I won't be now. That doesn't mean he's not going to work for me forever, any time anymore. But he's not going to be working for me full time anymore. He can have his life back now after 8 years. But I wanted to thank him and make him the last guest on the show today. So Julio, thank you. And you got a minute here to talk about your Niners or your Yankees. First, you can talk about Stanton, and then you can talk about Garoppolo. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I mean, I would definitely talk about Garoppolo.
Go ahead.
That guy
ahead.
Has made what's been a dreary year and a half.
Go ahead.
You know.
How happy are you to have Garoppolo back at quarterback with two wins in the last two games?
It's amazing. I said to somebody after the first start, the Chicago game, you know where I was. I was in the car. You took Harrison to the Chiefs game, and yep. I said, Mike, you know what? I don't need a ticket to the game. I'm going to sit in the car, watch the game on my phone, and the guy had more third down completions for first downs in a game on the road with no talent than I'm used to seeing my team have in 2 months. The guy just all of a sudden showed up. And everybody around him, the fans, the players on the field, the coaches were looking at him like, wow, that's what an NFL quarterback looks like. And I got to say something. You went out on a limb and you were saying trade two number ones. And I was thinking, oh, you know, we stink. We lose a lot. I don't want to give up that much. You were 1,000% right about this guy. What did you see? College?
I always liked him. I just thought, and I know they liked him, but I thought he was going to be special. And then how happy were you to get Stanton? I mean, you know, Julio's a Yankee fan who can't pile it on enough. So the Yankees can't win every game 20-0 and go 162-0, and he still wouldn't be happy. So
I don't know that he fits the team, but he's not a Red Sox, and he's not a Met, so there you go. All right. So can I just say one last thing, Mike?
Yes.
I didn't realize that what I did previous to this.
Well, hold it for a second, because we now have one more guest. So you sit here and wait. We'll finish with you.
Okay.
But first, they're telling me to welcome in one more guest. So welcome.
Hello. Hey, what's going on, friend?
Oh, this is LT.
Rocking, smoking, sweating at the mouth. You got it.
Hey.
How you doing, big guy?
Thank you, LT. Nice of you to finish up the show. So the great Lawrence Taylor, everybody, folks. So that's very nice of LT to call. Thank you very much.
Now, I'm saying 30 years. I mean, and listen, I'm going to tell you what. There is nobody who knows more sports than you. And I'll tell you what, the sports world going to miss you. You know,
well, thank
because
you.
Because every now and then, you get it right.
Well, listen, you know what? It's very nice of you to go out of your way to call today. And thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So, LT, I'll tell you something. The Giants don't need one of you. They need 10 of you right now. You know that?
Yeah, well, you know how that is. I mean, it's just the nature of the game right now. And right now, they don't play for, you know, team and country. They just want to get out there and worry about their next contract. That's all.
Unfortunately, you know? You're right. Well, listen, that wasn't the case, and that's why Giant fans love you. And again, thanks for coming on, LT, and saying hello. And it's fitting you're the last guest because during the years of the fan, you're the best player that stepped on a field anywhere in New York or anywhere else. So it's fitting you would be the last guest of the day where we've had so many guests on. So thank you.
Hey, all I want to say, can you send me 100 ones? I need some more stripper dollars.
Goodbye. That's LT. I tell you, typical Lawrence Taylor stays 1 minute too long. That's basically it. I mean, that's unbelievable. You know, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Well, what can I tell you? Can't make it up.
I just sent the text to the NYPD. Wherever he is, we'll pick him up in a minute.
No, I don't think he's here. I think he might be in Florida.
Okay.
I think he's in Florida.
All points bulletin.
I don't even know where he is, as a matter of fact. They just said go to the calls, and I could tell right away it was LT. Actually, they warned me it was LT. So he wanted to get in. So Lawrence Taylor. So back to you for a second.
Here's the irony of it. You didn't tell me we were doing this. And for a long time, my friends were all like, you got to call in that last week. And I'm like, I don't do that anymore. I get Mike's full attention 3 hours a day, sometimes 4 hours a day.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing I've been thinking about as I listen to all this and I reflect, because, you know, I remember exactly where I was, okay? I remember being a rookie cop, showing up at work, having no seniority, getting partnered with a guy who had all the seniority in the world, and I'd say things like, all right, here's the deal. If you let me listen to AM radio, these two guys that talk in sports, I'll buy dinner. And I literally was a neophyte in the police department, and I would do that. That's how much of a fan I was. The idea that I did that for 20 years, and all the things I learned about how to protect the entire city of New York, in the end, it was just so I could protect one guy.
Well, that's very nice. Now, as I said, nobody's been more – best hire ever made was Julio, and it's not like he's like an employee, because that's not fair. He's like part of the family, so he's not like an employee. But, you know, he's been with me every day for all these years. Now, one thing. Tomorrow is my last show, obviously, on the 15th, and tomorrow I'm going to have just the callers and myself until we say goodbye. Then I'm going to get in the car with Julio and go home for the last time. So he'll be with me tomorrow. But one thing, tomorrow, and I need your help right now, because tomorrow is Julio's 50th birthday. So right now, before we say goodbye, let's sing happy birthday to Julio right now. It's his 50th birthday tomorrow. So you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julio. Happy birthday to you. 50 tomorrow. Julio Rosa. So he'll be with me tomorrow on his birthday, so he should be doing something else, but he'll wait till Saturday to celebrate with his family. I want to thank everybody for coming out today. Thank you very much. The fans are great. You guys are all great. If you need pictures, hang around. I did some on the way in. I'll do whatever's left. Thanks to Steve Apri for what he did today with the engineers. Cherney, thank you. My guys back in the studio did a great job. I didn't know about any guests today, including LT, to finish the show. So I didn't know about any guests. There's over 80-something, I think I said 85 or 86 guests on the show today. It was a wonderful show. I really appreciate it. Mons and Chris McGonigal outdid themselves. Great job back in the studio with this. That's a way to wrap it up. It'll set up tomorrow very well. We'll see you tomorrow at 1. Have a good night, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.